Celebrations are taking place across Great Britain today as Queen Elizabeth II turns 81. She has been on the throne for more than half a century, but as NBC's Donna Friesen explains, her popularity has never been stronger.
At her age, most people are enjoying retirement, but not Queen Elizabeth II. At 81, she's still hard at work. As the guns saluted her birthday in London this morning, the Queen seems to be taking aging, like everything else, perfectly in stride, and is as beloved by her subjects as ever before.
She's a wonderful lady. I think we should be very proud that we've got her.
We're one of the luckiest people in the world to have a Queen, governess. No other country's got it, and we're proud of it.
She's steadfast, true. She's become something of a rock for the nation in a turbulent and dangerous age. And she's something to look up to, an icon that people can respect.
She attends about 450 engagements every year, has met 10 U.S. presidents, from Harry Truman to JFK and Bill Clinton. She's traveled to more countries than any monarch in history. And next month, she's off to the U.S. for a six-day state visit.
At 81, she's a phenomenal powerhouse of energy. But the celebrations today will be low-key, just a private dinner at Windsor Castle and a more formal traditional ceremony in June called the Trooping of the Colour.
Since her coronation 55 years ago, the first to be televised, she's become a familiar face around the world, balancing motherhood and monarchy, stoically enduring family scandals, including two of her sons divorcing, and then the death of Princess Diana. As the world mourned, there was criticism the Queen was aloof and out of touch with the public mood. The future of the monarchy seemed under threat, a moment captured in the film, The Queen.
No member of the royal family will speak publicly about this. This is a private matter.
But in the end, she did speak publicly.
I, for one, believe there are lessons to be drawn from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death.
And the film, which revealed the inner life of a woman to whom public duty is everything, won actress Helen Mirren an Academy Award and won the real Queen new respect.
We now understand that she did show emotion at the time of Diana's death, but was never allowed to show it publicly because she has, in a way, to be seen to rise above that sort of outpouring of emotion.
Making the Queen perhaps the best actress of them all, who's showing no signs of stepping off the stage. For today, Donna Friesen, NBC News, London.